Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast from thepete.com. And I am still lamenting the loss of the nightly show. But I won't do it here because I did it last week here. And I actually posted a new webcomic on ballpointadventures.com that talks about it. And then I added commentary in the post that goes into more detail than I could get into on last week's the Pete Podcast. So if you could check that out, I'd really appreciate it. And feel free to hit up one of those Patreon links if you want to do that, or you can also just click on the Buy Me a Cup of Coffee if you like what I do online. If you don't like what I do online, I don't know why you're listening to this, but maybe you're... Anyway, I'm getting off topic. And 9 minutes left. I better get moving. So I would like to get back to the topic I wanted to get to last week, which was how society is letting us down as a thing, the idea of a capitalist society, specifically capitalism. If you are a longtime listener, you know that this isn't the first time I've talked about this. If you want to listen to some my old podcast called the 666 Cast, go over to archive.org and do a search for, I think if you do a search for the Pete, you'll find it. You'll also find it if you search for 666 Cast, I believe. So if you feel like doing that, go for it. So basically the idea is... in our founding documents here in America, it says we, every human, I mean, it doesn't really say that, but that's what we take it to mean. Every human deserves equal rights and equal treatment under the law. That's generally how we interpret it. And even if you just look at the original wording, which is every man is created equal and deserves, the right to pursue life, liberty, and what is it? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what it is. And, but how can you do that when you you could, in theory, starve to death because you can't find a job? Or you could get cancer and die because you can't afford health care? How can we do that? You know, in other countries, tax their more successful citizens, i.e. people with jobs, and to help pay for everyone's health care and even housing. I think there's in some countries you can not necessarily get free housing, but you can apply for aid that can help pay for housing. So but we make so much money here and we spend so much money on wars that I find it really hard to believe that we couldn't house, clothe, and feed everyone who needs it in America. You know, we've got this whole sort of, concern about fraud and people taking advantage. But aren't we like the greatest country on earth? Shouldn't we be able to, make sure that everyone gets to eat, even the jerks who don't want to work? I mean, it just seems like really douchey for us to say, oh, we're all free. We're the best country in the world. But we treat ourselves like shit to a certain degree. There a day does not go by where you can't find somebody who, a person of color or a trans person or a gay person or a woman who is being treated unfairly or oppressed or even blatantly abused or even murdered by a system that is supposed to protect them, is supposed to protect every citizen. Now, I understand that no system is perfect, and there are going to be people that fall between the cracks. But our system really doesn't have a way to provide justice for things like that happening after the fact. I mean, just look at all the black people that have been killed by cops, and how many cops have actually gone to jail or even really been held responsible for their actions. It's really sad. There was a guy who ended up dead after being taken into custody. In a police van, and charges were completely dropped against the police officers involved. So who's going to be responsible for that? I don't know. Every city, every major city in the country has a homeless problem. But how did these people get homeless in the first place? How did they fall between the cracks? Why isn't there a social safety net to catch them? you know, in England, the country we rebelled against, they cover us. They cover their citizens, you know. Got wishful thinking there for a second. Covered us. They don't cover me. And it just seems like it's a betrayal of the social contract that we have with society itself, you know. And we don't demand enough of our leaders. We don't demand enough from ourselves, really, in, you know, holding our leaders accountable. We were so busy trying to get our piece of the pie that we don't realize the pie is you know, bad for us. We should be getting the piece of the big fruit, the big ass watermelon, you know, because there is enough to go around. But we have allowed for centuries, probably centuries, definitely decades, big business to control the laws that govern us. And as a result, those laws end up being really beneficial to big business and even, you know, business of any kind. And it just doesn't seem fair because there aren't enough protections for individuals. You know, look at the banks, like the credit card companies that, you know, basically, you know, con everybody into going into deep debt because we're miseducated about what debt is and how it works and how to stay out of it and why it's bad and why it's good. And we don't understand that our economy itself is based on debt. You know, we're just completely miseducated about how our society works. And as a result, it makes it very easy for our society to betray us. You know, we spend trillions, as I've said many, many times, we spend trillions on wars, defending against terror. But how much money does our government spend on fighting the things that actually harm us? Like cancer, heart disease, car accidents. We should have safer cars, and maybe this whole autonomous thing is, you know, that's Google's doing and other companies is moving in the right direction. But I have a problem always relying on corporations to do it. You know, we've got corporate healthcare, and, you know, and all that does is exploit our sickness so they can get rich. How many cures are actually discovered? I mean, like I said, the government has to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on cancer over many years, not in a single year. Meanwhile, corporations, you know, they make tons of money off of all sorts of pharmaceuticals, but they don't sink it back into solving big long-term problems like cancer. You know, we need a cure for all the different kinds of cancer that kill us every day. Terrorists don't kill us every day, not anywhere near in the numbers that they do. Homelessness kills people. Lack of healthcare kills people, kills way more Americans than terrorists do. Yet we spend trillions in the Middle East. You know how many people we could get off the streets with that money here in the U.S.? I think it's Denver that actually doesn't have or got dealt with their homeless problem by giving all their homeless homes. And once you have a safe place to be, you can better, you know, go out and find work. And so it's just, you know, it is possible. You know, $1 trillion goes a long way, and it didn't go very far in the Middle East because, you know, we never did catch Bin Laden in the wars that we were actually waging. So it doesn't make any sense as to why we're still there. So, you know, so I look at a lot of the things that American society and the American government, but the society in general spends money on and how we spend it. And it just seems like, wow, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, spending money on something like the space program, it resulted in tremendous innovation for humanity around the world. But instead, we're focusing on war and paranoia and fear and letting the corporations, you know, sell us on this whole fear concept as a motivator to do everything from, you know, rat out our or keep an eye on our friends to see if they're terrorists, to voting for Hillary. We mock an entire section of our populace because they don't want to vote for Hillary. You know, but they have a point. We need more choices. We need better choices. We need smarter people making the choices and more moral people making the choices. Less fearful. We're not a country of brave, free people anymore. We're paranoid. And it's just very frustrating, and I feel like society just isn't designed to really protect us. That's it for me, the Pete, for the Pete Podcast from thepete.com this week. Thank you very much for listening. Let me know what you think on Twitter or on wherever you're listening to this, Audio Boom, or on thepete.com. Thank you very much. the Peach signing off. See you next week.